This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy 94.9. I'm Leanie and you're listening to Beckfast. Right now, it's a great opportunity to speak to someone in the know who's a mover and a shaker in the community broadcasting sector. It's Georgia Webster, who's the General Manager of SIN and also a CBAA, the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia board member. Welcome to Joy.
Morning, Leanie.
It's election time. It's kind of a buzz with everybody. Why should the government look after our sector?
We're part of an incredibly unique broadcast landscape here in Australia. We've got this really great three-tier structure with public and commercial and community broadcasters that is really quite unique on a global scale. So the community broadcasting sector has got together and we're asking the parties to commit to a pretty significant funding increase for our sector so that we can continue to do the great things that we do and ramp them up as we move into this sort of digital economy and a whole bunch of new platforms are becoming available to us.
What does that mean, new platforms? How does that impact on the day-to-day life of these small community radio stations like Joy, who is quite small being a sub-metro station? We service the inner city and the city. But what about some of these other small stations, like, you know, in the regional areas?
Yeah, and look, I think it means support and core-based support for them to be able to do things like build their own great websites and service their communities that way. In the metro areas that are having digital radio rollout, we have already had great commitment from the government. We just want to be able to continue that sort of broadcasting, which we're about to start. The nine metro-wide stations in Melbourne will be rolling out digital radio in the next 6 months or so. We want to be able to continue that great work into the future and do it strongly. And it's interesting you mentioned rural and regional. About 53% of the stations in our sector are out there doing their thing in really small communities. And it's tough work.
It is. And by nature, the community broadcasting sector is known as an under-resourced entity. We're always saving our pennies and running off the smell of an oily rag.
And we're volunteer-driven, which goes a long way to actually making things happen with those low resources.
Absolutely. There's like 20,000 volunteers and about 420 paid staff employees within the sector, within the whole country. So there's a lot of people getting passionate about what they do at radio stations that's fueling this energy. But like you said, there's going to be new platforms, new ways of connecting with audiences, and that's going to put more of a strain on what's already under-resourced. So it's essential that we get more government support and funding, is it not?
No, you're right. And there's been an interesting sort of progression of the sector in the last 15 years or so. We've got a lot more stations servicing communities across the country. Since 1996, there's been about a 50% increase, which is really fantastic. And there's a whole range of different services that they provide and different types of communities of interest that they serve, whether it's a geographical area in a town or a suburb. The ethnic and multicultural broadcasting is incredibly strong in Australia. The Indigenous sector, stations are incredibly strong in Australia. Australia is a massive place and it's really hard to cover it with radio broadcast, but the community sector goes a long way towards doing that. But what's happened in the last 15 years is that there's been this great increase in stations, but the funding hasn't increased according to that growth. So in real terms, i.e. how much money there is per station, that's decreased over time, which is making it really hard for us. We're splitting the pie smaller and smaller and smaller. So what we're asking at the moment is for an increase in that core government support so that we can remain a strong part of the media landscape. We'll continue to survive with the love and help of our communities. As we know, our main sources of income come from sponsorship, subscriptions, amazing pledges from people in our communities, small businesses in our communities. And so all up, government grants and support really only makes up at the moment about 13% of the sector's income. We're not talking lots there. No. We'll continue to work to do it ourselves, but we do need that core base.
Absolutely. So we can provide services like training for people coming in and learning a skill, and it's one big family. And that's the difference between commercial radio stations, is that community broadcasting is not about competition. It's not about securing a dollar. It's about giving a voice to real people and minority communities that aren't represented in mainstream media. And I think that's the real beauty of it. And I suppose the depth of its integrity is that it's here to give a voice to those people.
Absolutely, and to showcase underrepresented arts and cultures and music, and we're all really committed to Australian music, which is pretty unique.
And also a cool thing is community service announcements. You get a multitude of those on community broadcasting, and here's what Joy does for you.
Attention people, it's time to get back in the game. The Melbourne Spikers offer both social and competitive volleyball groups, so dig in and have a ball. Coaching is provided for all skill levels. For more information, see melbournespikers.org.au. That's melbournespikers.org.au.
If you have an overseas partner who you can't live without, then there is hope and options for you to explore. The Gay and Lesbian Immigration Task Force aim to achieve equality in the Australian immigration system for lesbian and gay couples and can provide assistance and advice for gaining residency for your overseas partner. The Gay and Lesbian Immigration Task Force. Call 0431 738526 or online at glitfvic.org.au.
Joy.
Joy 94.9. We're talking to Georgia Webster, who's a CBAA, the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, board member. Georgia, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about SIN and some of the things that you do.
Sure. So, yeah, my day job is down at SIN, the youth broadcaster here in Melbourne. I'm the general manager there, which is a fantastic job. And you should be jealous. No, SIN's a youth broadcaster. We've got a Melbourne-wide license. We're very lucky. We're about access and participation for young people to media making. We involve about 1,000 young people a year on air in the studio. And we also have, in addition to that, about 4,000 secondary school students that come through every year for an excursion and they make a podcast. And it's all very fun. So it's all about getting in there, having a go. We have a high turnover in our program grid to enable that access. We also do TV. So we work with Channel 31 as one of their production groups, and we make 11 hours a week of live TV with C31, and that's really, really fun. SIN.org.au is our website, and yeah, that's where all the fun happens too.
You just go to the website. It is really absolutely hot. How many months, years of work have you invested in getting that to be so slick?
Websites are hard work.
They are.
They're really hard work. That took us a couple of years to sort of plan and again, raise the funds to build that. And the great thing about these technologies is that, it doesn't take as much money to build a website as it does to run a radio transmission, because as we know, that transmitting radio is really expensive. And that's why we love your support out there. It was a hard slog, but the technologies that we're working with shift as well, and that's something that you can keep up with a NewsTree Advantage and find new and more effective ways to do things with web and online technologies. We love the website. It wasn't easy, and it's hard for us in this sector to keep up with these technologies and do innovative things when we have to find and scrape and dig around for the funds to do it. And I think that's a core part of the new ask that we're asking candidates or the parties running for this election to consider. Our plan for the next 5 years is to move the sector into this digital economy really strongly and to capitalise on the great work that we're already doing in new platforms and just grow that. So we've put together this 5-year plan. It's called Vision 2015. And you can go along to communitymediavotes.org.au for the full lowdown there, and it articulates this a really succinct plan to gain the infrastructure we need, the funds for training, the funds to coordinate our sector. When we've got these 23,000 volunteers, it takes a fair bit of effort to make sure we're all working together, make sure we're capitalising on our strengths and sharing information. And the community broadcasting sector is incredibly good at doing that. We don't sit over in our corners and do our own thing and like you said earlier, Leanie, compete against each other. We share stuff. We share technology. We share software packages. We go along to conferences, you know, together in every year in various parts of our sector. And at the moment in Adelaide, there's the Technorama conference. All the techs from the community broadcasting sector are getting together this weekend to share the latest and you know, the greatest ideas in gaffer tape technology over there.
We love gaffer.
Where would we be without it?
What a great invention.
So infrastructure, training and coordination are core planks of this ask to government to support us further.
You're on Joy 94.9. We're talking to Georgia Webster. I'm Leanne, filling in for Beck on Beckfast. Joy 94.9. We've been talking about community broadcasting and the wonderful benefits that it brings to our society and the radio industry. Community broadcasting needs more funding, it needs more support, and it needs more of a helping hand from the government. So how can people help us?
There's a whole range of ways that we can all campaign together. A whole lot of information sits at communitymediavotes.org.au, so I'd encourage you all to get along there and have a quick look. I'm just reading through some of the signatures on the e-petition there, and it's really amazing to see the sort of variety that's going on. That's only been up a few days too, and there's already quite a few pledges of support there. And this is really just about capturing all the various stories and individual reflections on why community broadcasting is so important. So do get along there and sign that e-petition. There's stuff coming from all over the country there, from listeners and from broadcasters alike. Because as you know, in our community, that's a really fluid sort of set, isn't it? You know, people are listeners, but they can be broadcasters. So it is just that community. We do both.
Well, we share our spirit and we're energised by each other. So
it's communitymediavotes.org.au. You can join the Facebook page and sign up there, and those numbers speak volumes, as we all know. Commediavotes on Twitter, so maybe do a quick search there or find that Twitter link from the main website. But the core ones are the e-petition, as we all know, campaigning to your local MP, writing them an email, and there's a template here on the website to show you how that can work for you. Let them know why your station in your community is so important to you. It's that simple.
That is not only practical, but it's necessary as well. So if you're a member and a listener of community radio like Joy and Sin, I urge you to make your voice be heard. Georgia, I want to thank you for coming in on the weekend.
Thanks, Lenny, and thanks to all you Joy people. You do such amazing work.
Thank you. We do try our best. You're on Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.